Hey, before we start the show, I just wanted to come on really quick and I wanted to apologize for my previous shows where the sound wasn't as great. I had a few technical difficulties which caused the sound to be very low. So I wanted to apologize for that. But this episode, it is going to be amazing. It's going to be funny and you are going to be able to hear it. Thank you. Enjoy. Basically, what I would do is pull up different sound bites so that you guys can hear what is going on social media, whether it be TikTok, Instagram, Facebook. But I would also get the sound bites based on the topic. So today's topic is Eric Mays. I'm here with Eric Mays. He is a city councilman. He has been in office for like 10 plus years. And he is representing a certain ward in Flint, Michigan. Hey, beautiful faces. Welcome back to another episode of Talk About It with Sunny Morrison. I am your host, Sunny Morrison. And if this is your first time tuning into my podcast, I want to say thank you for tuning in and that I provide topic discussion content where we would talk about the topic of the week or of the day. And I will also bring on a special invited guest if I can, because we are now under Spotify for Podcasters. And I don't see the feature where you're able to invite someone in on your show. I guess they're still in the transition process from Anchor to Spotify for Podcasters. But anyway, I will come up with a topic for the day. And I will share my knowledge, my expertise based on my research so that we can all learn something new, because I feel like we all have room for growth. And I do recommend that you do your own research, do your due diligence to look up the information for your benefit pertaining to the topic of the day or of the week. So I am going to talk about today, which is Friday, April 21st. I used to do in previous seasons a Freestyle Friday, and a Freestyle Friday would be, no, I'm sorry, I take that back. It's not a Freestyle Friday. It is a social media sound bite. Basically, what I would do is pull up different sound bites so that you guys can hear what is going on social media, whether it be TikTok, Instagram, Facebook. But I would also get the sound bites based on the topic. So today's topic is Eric Mays. I don't know if any of you are familiar with this councilman out of Flint, Michigan. And if you are not familiar with Eric Mays, he is a city councilman. He has been in office for like 10 plus years. And he is representing a certain ward in Flint, Michigan. And he is or has become very popular and famous on Instagram based on his rants and based on his expressions when it comes to him calling people out that's in the council, based on him holding people accountable for things that they're supposed to do and not doing. And so he has become a social media celebrity, if you want to call it that. But I have a few sound bites that I would like for you to hear. Some of them can be very to the point. He does not hold his tongue. He does not hold back his thoughts and what he means. He says it and he says what he means. Okay. So I am going to pull up a few sound bites so that you all can get to know who Eric Mays is. Hold on. Okay, here we go. The sound bite.
Yeah. Now that ain't no point of order, but yeah, I can prove you spent more time with me than got
Here we
witnesses
go.
up here. checking me because I'm talking to
Whitney. Here we go.
Now you out of order. That's your first warning. You want me to get strict? There you go. Now you got your first warning.
Excuse me to my colleagues. I'll be removing myself, so he ain't got to give me no warning.
Well, God bless you. Take your toys and go home.
Take your toys.
You out of order. I can help speed you up.
You can't help speed you up.
Officer, can you come and keep him from interrupting this meeting? Help him out.
That's what y'all get for voting for him for president.
I would not let him make you leave.
Hold up. Everybody wait. Yeah. Now that ain't no point of order, but yeah, I can prove you spent more time with me than got witnesses up here. You checking me because I'm talking to
witnesses.
Now you out of order. That's your first warning. You want me to get strict? There you go. Now you got your first warning.
Excuse me to my colleagues. I'll be removing myself, so he ain't got to give me no warning.
Well, God bless you. Take your toys and go home.
Take your toys.
You out of order. I can help speed you up. Officer, can you come and keep him from interrupting this meeting? Help him out.
That's what y'all get for voting for him for president.
I would not let him make you leave.
Hold up. Everybody wait.
Okay. We gonna keep it
moving. Damn. It's a bunch of bullshit. And I want the whole city to know it. And I'm going to point fingers. Monica Galloway, Ogden, Fussin. And she the main one. He's doing points of orders. He's doing points of information. Mr. President, I want to hear from
point
you.
Point of order.
I stick by it. I call you a handkerchief head Negro. I call him a handkerchief head Negro. And I'm sticking with it. Google it.
I'm going to give you
Metcalf,
a warning.
Take care of this foolishness. Now do it again and you'll be gone.
Please finish.
Don't interrupt me. I'm 59 years old. Finna be 60 and grown. You don't care if I'm 100, but I ain't 100. I ain't 3. You give me respect. I can holler and speak if I want to.
Councilman Mays, please refrain from your profanity.
Hell yeah. It shouldn't be fine. We got folks sitting in business. And I wouldn't care if you was the chair, the sofa, the TV.
Mr. Mays, you are out of order. We are
you out of order.
All right.
Go. You're talking about everybody.
Lower your voice.
I ain't going to lower my voice. Quit talking to me. What you telling me to?
Tell me to lower
okay,
your voice.
Okay, what if I don't? Damn.
Got the
Mays,
floor.
Do I have the floor? Do I?
Yes, you do.
Thank you very much.
I can't speak without having someone overtalk me, point of order, and also make mimicky things like that. I mean, is that an order, Mr. President?
It's new to them. You tricked them. Hey, I need to talk to you. Oh, I got a call to go to the mayor's office. Nasty election.
Point of order.
He's mimicking and he out of order basically. That has nothing to do with what the motion that's on the floor.
Listen.
Councilman Mays,
Don't you interrupt me when I start talking, so don't.
Mr. Mays, you are out of order, and I'm giving you your warning.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Disorderly.
I'm sorry.
I rule you out of order, and I ask that you would be dismissed from this meeting.
Nope. And a actual hearing what he said.
Personally, I only take financial advice from people that have demonstrated that they can handle their own finances.
You know
what? Mr. Chairman.
Mr.
Chairman, if you let that personal attack go, I'm finna blast her. Because I don't even know how she handles her finances. I got a high water bill that I can't afford to pay and got property taxes that I'm struggling to pay, and gonna probably get them paid. However I struggle to do, I'm handling mine. And ain't filed bankrupt since 61 years old. If you can't pick up on a personal attack, you don't need to be the chair.
Yeah,
That's how she do. And I'm here to tell you, I want to slip a couple through on her, and I want to see if you miss them. Because when they go low, I go nasty.
Personally, I only take financial
I'm
advice
sorry,
from
everybody.
People
He's
that
just
have demonstrated that they can handle their own finances.
You know.
Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, if you let that personal attack go, I'm finna blast her. Because I don't even know how she handles her finances. I got a high water bill that I can't afford to pay and got property taxes that I'm struggling to pay, and gonna probably get them paid. However I struggle to do, I'm handling mine and ain't filed bankruptcy in 61 years old. If you can't pick up on a personal attack, you don't need to be the chair.
Because that's
how she do. And I'm here to tell you, I want to slip a couple through on her, and I want to see if you miss them. Because when they go low, I go nasty.
I'm trying to get to my job. So I'm trying to stay here and do the business of the city of Flint, but we can't do the business because you too busy worried about what Quincy thinking about in November. Why don't you chill out about trying to point and throw rocks at me and focus on trying to be a good president and run this business and take care of the business of the city of Flint? But no, you want to just keep on bringing my name up, keep on talking stuff. The stuff you be talking about is not, this is not the time and place. The stuff that you be saying about me, you need to be saying to me in the streets somewhere. You don't need to be talking that here. You need to talk somewhere like that to me in the streets where me and you can go head up with each other verbally or however you want to do it. Well, can't nobody break us up. Right now, we here trying to take care of
point of information, that ain't a physical invitation.
No, that ain't no nobody physical. Talking about no physical, doing nothing with you, because if I wanted to go there, I'd tell you exactly, Eric Mays, meet me outside because I'm ready to whatever you. You ain't going to get me to go there since you want to talk that, but you must want to do it.
Point of information. No, I just don't want elder abuse. I'm
you must want some physical altercation because you keep bringing it up. Not one time have I ever talked about any kind of physical altercation.
So you might want a dialogue.
I don't give a...
You don't give a what?
That's what he's trying to do.
So you dialogue?
There's no dialogue.
It is some dialogue. You gave me some dialogue.
Councilwoman Worthy, what is your point of order? No, I'm not.
You ain't?
I'm not.
You must.
This is a joke.
Now you a joke.
I'm asking you to wrap up.
Miss Galloway, I know you is, but when Miss Fields said bankruptcy, you don't ask her.
It's already been clarified.
So why you interrupted me and now
Mr.
I
Mays,
got the
wrap
floor.
Up.
You didn't do a...
You will wrap up.
You will quit interrupting me as I wrap up.
You can talk to the media.
You talking to a 6-year-old?
You can talk to the media.
Miss Galloway, do you think you are a
teacher? I think that we are done with you, Mr. Barton.
I'm 60 years old.
Thank you, Duwana. We
I'm
will move
60
on
years
to,
old.
Madam Clerk,
you,
if you want to come
Galloway
up.
Miss Galloway and Kate and them can leave. This is business. You ain't talking to no seventh grader.
Stop talking to the media and talk
I'm
to the people
talk
that are
to
here.
You, the media, the city of Flint. You don't tell me who and how to talk to.
Not
you like
sure.
A damn fool.
Maybe.
I know you are.
Thank you.
When you try to interrupt this 61-year-old elected council person like I'm a seventh grader, and you talking about what I'll talk and who I'll talk to, you got to be a damn fool. Under the First Amendment, you sitting here telling me and my elected people who I'm going to talk to. You done come from California thinking you going to run Flint. You're not going to run Flint. And for these people, follow you, Kate Fields and Griggs, and them, if that's the company you want to keep, you look like a fool. And I'm going to call you what you look like. Now, here I'm wrapping up, going to set the record straight. We ain't close to going into bankruptcy, and you going to interrupt me. But when that red-haired lady said something, you talking about guys, talk to gals.
I should have said colleagues.
The most ignorant
I should have said colleagues.
You got to
Mr.
Be the
Mays,
most
you
ignorant.
Can stop your
you
personal
got to
attack.
Be one of the most ignorant
you will not be recognized for the rest
you
of the
week. You don't control nothing.
Watch and see.
I'm going to
the media is leaving, so you don't have to worry about
just interrupt me as I'm talking about we ain't going into bankruptcy.
Mr. Mays, that was your road dog.
Used it and you didn't interrupt your redhead road dog.
Stop it, Mr. Mays.
You look like a fool sitting up there with a ball on your head and taking up for
Mr.
Mays, lady.
I could say some things about you.
Don't interrupt me when I'm trying to set the record straight that this city ain't close to going into bankruptcy.
Nobody thinks
you sound like a damn fool.
Well, then leave, Mr. Mayor.
Now you leave. You ain't running me out this city. You from California. You ain't running me and nobody else out this city. Oh. And you're not going to keep interrupting me when I'm talking.
Mr. Mays.
Talking about what you came, they gonna let her set up and we running the city in the bankruptcy.
Ms. Brown,
set up.
We are waiting for
Jesus.
I want you to shut up. What is your point of order?
I'm so sorry, everybody, but this man is the truth, in my opinion. I feel like this is how politicians need to get gritty and dirty and call each other out and stop making it appear that even when they do dirt and shit under the rug, ain't go boys and, you know, click and just allow, you know, each other to just do things that is not going to benefit the people, the constituents of the community. And that's basically what he does. He calls them out on their BS. Okay. He may talk too much. He may blow aviate, like the lady said. He may not be talking germane, you know, while he is in office and while he is in meetings. He may go off topic or may talk too long, in other words. He may not get to the point. But they can't handle the fact that he doesn't allow them to bully him. He doesn't allow them to get away with their mess that they be doing. And so this is why I wanted to do sound bites of him. So that if you are not aware of him, then you just do your hashtag research on social media, Eric, E-R-I-C, Mays, M-A-Y-S. Let's keep it going.
I beg your pardon? Now, how unprofessional are you standing up over me talking ignorant? How unprofessional it is you when you got neighbors calling me about you, saying you done bought food stamps and you're mad and everything else. How unprofessional is that?
Mr. Mays, please.
I don't know what's true or not, but it's true I got the cigarette in my hand. Is it true about you and the calls I'm getting about food stamps
Mr.
and
Mays.
That illegal activity?
To make a motion that Mr. Mays be removed for disorderly
conduct. It's a motion on the floor. Mr. Griggs has been moved and properly second any discussion.
Yeah, I got discussion.
What's your discussion?
I ain't got no problem with an angry black man hollering at me in front of the public cameras. I despise it.
Okay, Mr. Mays, do you have
when
a motion?
When you give me the flow, let me have it. Don't Mr. Mays me. You can say polite, but you're really cussing me out.
I'm just telling you. I'm
going to
let you talk.
Who you talking to? You going to let? The voters let me. I got voted in. Who you talking to?
That's a compilation. We're going to move on to the next one.
Thank you. Is there any other member who wishes to speak? Mr. Murphy.
It's, to the residents out here, it's clear Councilman Mays don't like me. It's clear that I don't care. It's clear that he can't talk to me any kind of way. It's
point of information.
What's your point?
I'm going to make it clear I love you and everybody else. I just pray for you more.
That's an improper point of information.
Please don't pray for me. I don't want everybody praying for me. Anyways, back to my, and if you guys go to YouTube and Google Councilman May's name and just Google Councilman May's cut up or Councilman May's fuss at somebody, you'll see a variety of videos of him just, you'll be watching it all night. And out of all the acting or whatever acting out that he done, not one time have y'all ever heard him admit that maybe he need to look at in the mirror and look at himself and see whether he the problem.
Thank you.
Okay.
Because
If you were sharp, you would still be president. But you are not sharp enough to be quiet and have decorum. So let's go ahead and continue with the meeting and keep all jabs, comments, and blows to yourself. Forget your feelings. Let's get the business done. Thank you.
Madam Chair, I'm finna have a ball. You so hypocritical that you mad because I used an adjective that you ain't sharp on what you're doing, and you ain't. That's why I say point of order. You gotta ask for a second. But constantly when you open your mouth, you're talking about me. And lately, Miss Burns. And you got the wrong one. Because when you talk about me once, I'm going to talk about you five times. Now, here we are at the end of this meeting. I say your chairmanship skills ain't sharp. And you're going to warn me.
Point of information. You did not. Did you know that you did not say my chairmanship skills were not sharp? You said that I was not sharp. Big difference.
I don't even have to respond to that. You said I wasn't sharp because people voted illegally to remove me procedurally from president. And we in the Court of Appeals filed as of today. And you ain't sharp about that. Uh-oh. And so I'm going to, if it gets under your skin where you want to warn me, I'm going to call you sharp, dull, and a bunch of mouth. Because you done made a big deal and then took it as far as to warn me if I'm saying you ain't a sharp. And then throw Piper in it, he wasn't a sharp when I did a point of order and say we in a council meet, you can't order without objections. And then Miss Priestley pulled a rule. Don't listen to me, I am the senior council person. Some of this stuff I know without opening the book. You got to lean over to Davina, ask the city attorney. Them 10 years, you learn stuff.
Point of information. Did you know I've been here 9 months? You've been here 9 years. I expect you to know better, so do better.
Miss Liddell Lewis, I sat there and let you dog me out, say I wasn't sharp. Hypocritical, contradictory of you giving me a warning because I said you ain't a sharp. I didn't have to say, you ain't as sharp as chairperson in chairing your second meeting, or be specific. I don't care what you, Murphy, Piper, Hurricane Rota do, I'm used to it. Kate Fields them did it. Griggs them did it. What was that lady in the Eighth Ward? She did it, just both contrary to rules and law. Talking about decorum and you standing up about trying to fight.
Oh, Eric Mays don't miss. He just don't miss.
Here you a self-proclaimed dope dealer. Said it at the county jail and gonna tell me something about how you want to order street.
My colleague in the first ward is way off topic and he is not germane to the motion at hand. Thank you.
If you got a self-proclaimed dope dealer,
Mr. Mays,
in a council
Mr. Mays,
point of order.
This
point of order.
What's your point, Mr.
This man is completely out of order. He false accusing me of some things that's not true.
Point of information. Through you, Madam Chair, to Mr. Murphy, are you telling me and these council members you didn't go into the jail to talk to registered voters and tell them you was a dope dealer and you had now came up?
Okay.
You called me a self-proclaimed dope dealer and all of that stuff. I don't like that because that's not who I am. I don't sell drugs
anymore.
And he keep on making these accusations. And as a leader in the community, I don't think I should sit here why the chairperson allows somebody to call me a self-proclaimed dope dealer and don't stop them. I said something when he called me a self-proclaimed dope dealer because that is not who my mother raised. And even though everybody got a pass as if he ain't never did nothing wrong in the past, he keep on calling me a dope dealer like I'm a dope dealer and I don't like it.
That's okay.
Quincy Murphy, former
Okay, seeing none. Anyone else in the second round?
Yeah, Madam Chair.
Mr. Mays?
Real quick, Mr. Edwards, I look at stuff seriously like this. I look at what the city attorney make. I look at what the finance director make. I look at what the mayor make. I look at the job that you do. You know, I ain't mad if folks want to make money. I ain't mad if they want to make six-figure salaries. But I am frustrated with the performance. Not necessarily yours. I'm frustrated with the performance of the chief legal officer. The finance director told us for a period of time, I'm not even coming to the finance committee meetings, and didn't. Ms. Burns was finance chair. I was president. When the administration don't order department heads to do what they should do, that messes with our career. You think your career is important? To me, whatever career I got is important.
Mm-hmm.
This is the fourth meeting. Who did I ask you to bring to the last three meetings? You remember the person I requested? Make contact with. Want me to remind you?
Uh-uh.
Brian Jarzynski from Ernst & Young. Where he at? Yeah.
Madam Chair. Yes, that contact has been made. And we discussed their attendance. And at the time, I think that there are scheduling conflicts, but plans are made to be present to be able to have a discussion with
him. When will we see him?
Yeah,
I would say at the next council committee. It's his idea to attend the council committee and answer questions.
That'll
at
be the fifth
council
round.
Committee.
I'm gonna wait to see if him or anybody from his friends show up at the committee meetings, because when I voted to give him $1 million as a compliance firm, they told me they had so many staff people and they could service us. Here we, the legislative body, control the purse strings. We sitting on $40-50 million.
Wow.
They the compliance firm. We got a rogue advisory committee out here. You know why I call them a rogue advisory committee? Because they're really a multi-member body. And whenever you got an advisory committee based upon the charter of one or more people, they should be appointed by this body. We'll get to that. Even if I have to file it myself. City attorney's office ain't gonna do it. But you got people running around in the community advising on $40-50 million. You got a compliance firm missing in action. You had a finance director told us in writing he wasn't going to come, and guess who I depend on? You. You got a mayor, I don't even fool with him. I get to cussing sometimes when I talk to him. Because he ain't honest. He ain't had no degree. He lied on me. We in the middle of subpoenas now.
Wow.
Your name on one. Uh-uh. I've added it to the list. The judge signed it today. The point is this, Mr. Edwards. I would feel foolish rewarding certain folks in this administration.
See, that's the problem with politicians. They get in that system just to have a seat at the table and go with whatever goes on. They don't open their mouths. They don't stand up. They don't take a stand. They don't support the people. They don't fight the power. They don't push back. They just stand up and say, when do you want me to sit? How much you want me to eat? How much you want me to get? How much you want to spend? They don't push back. And so this man has actually done that and been doing that for the past 10 years. He was the president of the council. The council for Flint, Michigan, my understanding, and they voted him out. Now I've been following him and found out that they had had him removed from one of the meetings because, you know, of his rants and raves, and then that he didn't request to leave out of the meeting, and then just got up and left. And so because he just got up and left without asking for permission, they got him out and then they arrested him. So he did go to jail. I think he stayed in jail for a couple days or however many nights or whatever he stayed in jail. And now they are either going to have him to pay a fine of $500 or he would have to serve 90 days in jail. I don't know the full scope of what really took place because it's different stories. Bits and pieces are being put out. But just do me a favor. Follow Eric Mays, hashtag Eric Mays. And he does have a TikTok. And I think it's either I Am Eric Mays or the official Eric Mays or something like that. He doesn't have that many postings on there, but his picture is on there. But there's other videos of him on other, you know, social media platforms. So just check him out. Let me know what you think when you do. If you are familiar with him, let me know what you think of him. Do you think he's a bit much? Do you think he's what we need? There's actually a campaign going on TikTok. Eric Mays 2024 for president. Eric Mays president 2024. So just chime in and let me know your thoughts on our topic of today, which is Eric Mays. All right, beautiful faces. Thank you for tuning in. Have a great and fabulous and sunny weekend.